you're secure is the eternal God. You are carried by the hands, eternal hands. Before we begin to listen to the portion of the text of the Bible, let's quieten around the prayers which the service guests have left unto the congregation of God. Believing Mother gives thanks that our Heavenly Father has heard the prayer so that her mental health has improved. She requests intercessory prayers from God's children that her serious mentally ill daughter would also get better and that they would have strength to remain in faith amidst the illness. The believing brother asks that he may remain in faith and that his unbelieving loved ones would receive the grace of repentance. An elderly brother and sister also ask for strength to remain in faith and that their unbelieving children would receive the grace of repentance. Dear Heaven, hear the plea of a believing couple facing a difficult life situation amidst physical and mental illnesses. May you, God, help them bring believing family friends to their hometown and also ease their financial distress. They give thanks for the many kinds of help they received to be able to attend these services. Help them to remain in faith and grant their unbelieving children the grace of repentance. A believing father prays that you, God, would give parents and educators to encourage to set limits on children's and youth's use of smart devices and social media so that they would be protected from the harmful influence these can have in life and faith. A married couple prays on behalf of their goddaughter that she would recover from mental illness and remain in faith, and that her parents would have strength in their difficult life situation. God, we ask that you hear these prayers and help by your power to overcome the enemy of the souls and the power of death. Take us under your goodness and grant us eternal life. May all your creation praise you, who lives and reigns forever and ever. Amen. We'll hear for introduction of the speech and the study together of Numbers chapter 6, the verses 22 through 27, in the name of Jesus. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, speak unto Aaron and unto his sons, saying, on this wise ye shall bless the children of Israel, saying unto them, the Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. And they shall put my name upon the children of Israel, and I will bless them. Amen. If we would were in Sunday school just now, I could make a question in Sunday school. What do you remember of Moses? And I could guide, what do you remember when Moses was a child? And which other phases of his life of this big prophet of Old Testament you remember? There the Hebrews were in slavery of Egypt, and it was time when the new pharaohs didn't know nothing of Joseph. As the Word of God writes, the Egyptians were afraid of that this big tribe, which is growing, conquers of them, and they gave a commandment that the small children should be killed. But the believing mom and generally the believing mothers cannot think this killing of little children to put them into the river of Nile. And then this daughter of Pharaoh came there and heard a voice, and Moses was taken away from the river, and he was said this way. And that name Moses means lifted up from water. And then he grew there in the court of Pharaoh. And then he got grew up in faith, and later he had desire that he could. He didn't want to be called a daughter of the son of the Pharaoh's daughter, but these more important values were in his heart. And then he killed an Egyptian, and he had to escape, and God invited him to that very important duty. And he returned, and there is told of how this leaving from Egypt succeeded, and there were many kind of phases going over the Red Sea and this golden calf, and then they were there in wilderness, and came the time when God gave this Lord's benediction, which is a prayer. And there is a very interesting matter that our Savior taught this Lord's prayer unto his disciples, and this came from God too. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, speak unto Aaron and unto his sons, saying, on this wise ye shall bless the children of Israel, saying unto them. Then this first point, the Lord bless thee and keep thee. If I would ask the boys and girls, and in your hearts, you elder people, you may answer too. Have you had an evening prayer or evening blessing at home, or the blessing of the gospel, the forgiving of the sins? I believe that many of you have had this kind of habit. My mom got the grace of repentance when I was a little boy. And we had a little bit different evening blessing. It wasn't any of these, but my dad, my mom, and my little brother, he said this way, Jesus shall bless in a children's language, but a very living remembrance. If somebody has gone astray into the world and is listening to this, you can remember how the mom and dad blessed the sins forgiven or read the evening prayer. And I hope that this kind of invitation has invited to listen to these services and could invite back into this kingdom. That blessing means all merciful presence of God and caretaking of God. And this benediction or blessing, which is familiar unto us, and this has all the points which show the good will of God unto the Israel, people of Israel, and nowadays we can listen to this in churches and in services. And then all this form of the words, this blessing is in Greek language, eulogia, good speech, and in other European languages, this word blessing means good speech, which is a good translation. It mediates us God's goodness. Then we could ask, is this blessing always only success? In speeches we may speak of the temporal goodness, perhaps a big family and good work, job, and these are very good matters. But comes into my mind as here in the journey of the people of Israel that God punished this people of Israel, and this was his good will too, because the Israelites went into the bad way, and therefore God gave trials unto them. And this kind of tribulation has not always punishing meaning. I remember of my own life for 30 years ago when our little Timo was born and died at the same moment. We gave him the name, his name, and his grave is there close to the church of our home. And after this, a familiar speaker came to comfort us, and he said very special words which are in my mind. He pressed my hand. He said, congratulations and God's blessings. It felt me a little bit special or rare, but I think that trials of life, they can keep us close to God, even more close to God than success or good luck. And then when we sang this song, and I told the host of this hymn that this hymn, Prayer of Fatherland, if you look at it, it's a very beautiful prayer, and there is this large benediction. And if I speak a little bit of the history of this hymn, it was born in a difficult situation of fatherland, and in 1931, in a difficult situation when there were very much tribulation in Finland, many were without work, many lost their work and even their homes for debts. And I thought, when this word touched me, and I want to return into this hymn, it was this way. Bless and keep us most high. With your hand, protect the ways of our people, girding us with strength. Weak before you, from thee is all greatness, the spirit of thy spirit. Our Lord, glorify us with a merciful face, so that under your grace, with hope encouraging, the fields of desolation may blossom. In afflictions, show us merciful, your merciful face. Searching our hearts, your eyes are on us, lest we go astray, lest our people faint. Thine eyes be upon us, always in the land of birth, the winged one will shelter. This poem came then later, before the Winter War, 1939. It was composed, and then later, our brother Neil Rauhala renewed the second verse to be modern. And we have to say that it's a very, and I want to repeat because it's so very beautiful. Our Lord, glorify us with a merciful face, so that under your grace, with hope encouraging, the fields of desolation may blossom. In afflictions, show us your merciful face. Especially this second verse. In that, our brother has been very talented to describe travel of a believer, but however, that it's inviting to believe. If somebody is looking for peace unto his heart, this verse of the hymn is guiding him or her into living faith. Then, if we think this blessing or benediction, or blessing, the trials, I want to think when Winter War had begun and many prayed in our fatherland, and the consequence was that Finland had to lose land, Petsamo and Salla and parts of Kuusamo. But if we think how the interaction of or guidance of God was wonderful, that the believers from Karelia went to new areas, for example, to Uusimaa and western coast, and they were there sowers. And this way too, that the people of Karelia who had never heard of living kingdom of God, they had to come on those areas where they were able to meet and see believers, and many got the grace of repentance. And even after tens of years, as the dad of my wife, this boy of Karelia found the kingdom of God. So this blessing is very deep. And many sides. If we continue this prayer, the Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. We experience the guidance of God. I think that this making the face shine upon us means this. When he brightens us, his grace and the face of God, we can see. And the sermons have been very merciful, and in every sermon the sins are preached, forgiven in Jesus' name, and plus even at this moment everybody may believe his sins forgiven in Jesus' name and blood. These opistol services and summer services and the smaller services, one happening in on a parking place, one person came toward me, and he was perhaps he was living in other place, and it was summer, and the discussion continued, and finally he asked the gospel unto himself. And even there was a moment where God was able to meet and give his power of grace. My wife, before we left, he couldn't yet come here, and I thought with my wife, can I say something of the program in Kuule, where the cantor of Kuusamo, perhaps I don't say his name, he remembered his life there. My wife got the grace of repentance as a young girl, and when at home wasn't a living gospel. He has remembered many times how that brother came toward him, and he smiled or greeted her. And this meeting was so had so big meaning for a young believing girl. And if these greetings may go into the destination through the close ones, my wife has remembered during these 60 years, he has remembered it many times. This tells us too how important it is to meet a believing close one. And we don't know how important it is. Somebody can be in a very weak place, and a friendly smile may carry tens of years. It pays to greet in a weak way, for example, or smile. We don't know how precious remembrance or memory may come of that. My own remembrance from my youth as a young man, when we had one child, and one time there, when we had went to services in Turku, there in cafeteria, I was close to the wall and very tired. If I remember right, Lauri Taskila was serving, and this blessing of the gospel touched me, and it gave power to me. Even a dad or mom of a young family may be tired, and in the same way, a dad or mom or big family too. And then our text and this blessing continues. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. A little time ago, I looked at a little bit a book, I See You. It's joining to the what we have spoken, how it's very good to see and meet our close one or neighbor. And there we experience that the Lord lift up his countenance upon us, and he turns his face when the peace of God touches us through the gospel. There is the same which is in the Lord's benediction, Lord's prayer, hallowed be thy name. And the Catechism explains this. The name and word God is holy in itself, but that it would be experienced as holy in our life, and it would be a refreshing power and water. Here I remember some familiar close one. They were on a seeking place tens of years, and they had been God's children in their childhood's home, but then in the world. And it was surprising to hear of one co-worker when I thought that he is not interested in the matters of God's kingdom. But one time we spoke And he told that he had read my writing in Päivämies. And I thought first that perhaps he has read it by some close one. After a moment, he said, no, I have my own Päivämies. And he said that he reads every Päivämies from side to side. And he knows every place where you have been serving. And he tells that he had a very big desire to come back to the kingdom of God. And then when a serious sickness, perhaps 20 years later, when I was able to know it, and somebody asked me to go close one, and then I sent a little text message, and he thanked me through one friend that some weeks before his death he got the grace of repentance in the same way. I know him 50 years, was by awakened conscious, and he got 2 days before his death the grace of repentance. I was able to bless him or her. It tells that the sowing in childhood is not in vain. It can take tens of years before it can carry fruits. In this way, it's good to encourage you, fathers and mothers. It pays to say that the evening blessing or prayer, although you are very tired, we don't know when does it carry or product fruits. This way, this prayer is read through. And I want to tell greetings unto you. Also, I spoke already on that, that this kind of friend who are listening and you experience that you don't have this gift of faith and grace in your heart, although God hasn't wouldn't have invited to so very patiently than these of which we have spoken. However, you may return from the world even after a shorter time. God is longing for you, and he wants through this blessing, invite you back to this kingdom. God doesn't ask how far you are. Not in the parable of a prodigal son, it wasn't asked. But the dad had a big joy to wish his son back, believe, unbelief and all your sins forgiven in Jesus' name and precious atonement blood. It is a big joy unto your close ones who may invite you and wish you back into this kingdom of grace. If you have doubts that you have not strength enough to believe, we have not to believe more than one day and one moment at one time. God gives power and unto the journey and battle. if some sin is so close to you that you don't, you think you have not power to reject it, but you may believe that God gives you strength for this endeavoring. No one of us, we may not believe through our own powers or endeavor. And dear journey friends, unto you too, you may believe all your sins and doubts and temptations forgiven in the name and precious atonement blood of Jesus. This way it's good to remain believing, so he takes care of our fatherland and all of us. In the name of Jesus, amen.